Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 8, verses 4, 5, and 6. They read, "If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already men who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and a shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle, 'See to it that you make everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.' But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one and is founded on better promises." Now, there's that word better. Better comes up many times in the book of Hebrews as the writer attempts to reconvince his readers of something they once already accepted, which was that this is a better covenant. This is a better way to relate to God. This is not only better, but the best way. In fact, now it is the only way to come to God through Jesus Christ. Jesus has been authenticated as Son of God, as the correct mediator and messenger of God, bringing the new covenant, and many other things which we've already looked at in the first seven chapters of Hebrews. And now he's focusing, the writer, on perhaps some things that the people he's writing to are tempted by. Of course, it seems likely that the people he's writing to are from a Jewish background. They are Christians, but they come from that background. And perhaps they felt that there was something lacking in their faith, something lacking in their way of relating to God, in Christianity itself. Why? Well, because it didn't have those spectacular ceremonies that Judaism had, and in many ways still has. And they didn't have this earthly sanctuary. There's no tabernacle, there's no temple, there's no gold leaf, there's no huge ornamental vines, and all the lampstands, and the Ark of the Covenant, all those beautiful and amazing things that, of course, God instituted, and as is referred to here, Moses was told very specifically how to build the tabernacle, how it was meant to be. Of course, tabernacle is not just another word for temple in this context. It could be tabernacle or temple. Moses was told to build a tabernacle, but it represents in this what he's saying here the temple too. It must be done exactly this way, and of course, it was spectacular. It was amazing. It was impressive. But Hebrews is saying something a bit different. It's saying, of course, that was spectacular and elaborate and beautiful, but that was temporary. You see, it was temporary because it was pointing forward to something, as he uses the words here, copy and shadow in verse 5. The word copy means sketch or plan or outline. That was something that was temporary, just a shadow. We now have Jesus. Now, Jesus, he introduces the ultimate, the real spiritual realities to which that old covenant was pointing. All the rituals pointed that way. All the sacrifices pointed that way. All the offerings pointed that way. They pointed to Jesus, who now fulfills and replaces that whole system. It is now obsolete. The ministry Jesus has is superior because the new covenant is superior. It is founded on better promises. The old covenant was imperfect. It was powerless to save, and it is now obsolete. The promises we now have as people of belonging to Jesus, these promises are perfect, they are powerful, and they are enduring. How lucky we are to have that. So let's not think that if we don't have ceremony, we're lacking something. Let's not think if we don't have some building, we're lacking something. We have Christ, and Christ is all. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 7. If you'd like to find out more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org, and you can email me, malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. In iTunes, you find us by typing in MCCX into the search bar and looking podcasts, and in fact, on Twitter, you can find me by looking for MCCX as well. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.